I'm Rachel Cantoni with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau, and this is your Consumer Handbook. As the fall semester approaches, many college students and recent graduates will be looking for rental properties. Finding a new place to live is stressful, and scammers know it. Apartment hunting moves quickly, and there's not much time to do thorough research. Scammers try to take advantage of this by creating fake rental listings that use photos and descriptions stolen from real listings that look legitimate. These fake listings can be particularly dangerous for students and young adults who move often. They may also be moving to a new city and unable to view properties in person. Rental scammers intend to use a fake listing to get your money or your personal information. They may tell prospective renters that they can see the property only after paying a deposit or ask them to fill out an application with personal details like social security number. Once the renter sends the money or submits the form, they'll stop responding to the messages and disappear. So what are some red flags of rental scams? The rent is usually low and/or the property has surprisingly great amenities. The listing has many spelling or grammar errors. The owner asks for payment before you tour the property or sign a lease. The owner asks for your bank account number or a 6-digit confirmation code. The owner's email address does not seem like a person's name or a company name. An identical property is listed in other cities. So how can you protect yourself from rental scams? Verify the details. Look for the property owner's name, phone number, and email address online. If possible, drive by the address to confirm the photo in the listing matches the real life property. Use reverse image search tools like Google Image or TinEye to confirm if the photos of the property have been used in other listings. Search online for similar properties to get an idea of common rental prices and amenities in that area where you're shopping. Visit the property in person before paying any money, providing personal information, or signing a lease. Be wary if the owner refuses to allow you to see the property. If you can't visit in person, ask someone you trust to visit on your behalf and confirm the property is as advertised. Don't pay a stranger with a cash transfer app. Many scammers now ask for payments through peer-to-peer apps instead of wired funds or prepaid debit or gift cards. Only use these apps with people you know. It's okay to pay a landlord you trust with Venmo, Zelle, or a similar app, but don't use this payment method to secure an apartment or pay a deposit. Read before you sign. Read the lease carefully before signing and discuss any unclear points with the property owner. The lease should tell you how much your rent will be, for how long, and what maintenance services your landlord provides. If you think you're a victim of a scam, report it to the BBB Scam Tracker. Again, I'm Rachel Cantoni with the Cape Girardeau Better Business Bureau. For more tips like these from the Consumer Handbook, visit krcu.org.